Jesus' last prayer for the church, that they may be one as you and I are one, that as God is in him, he and God may be in the church. It's a good ideal. We don't always get there, do we? Yeah, we don't even laugh at that one. It's so far off. So we're going to back up a little bit from that. We'll get there. But first, let's talk about some of the things the church does. So I have some questions, and they aren't trick questions. Hopefully you know the answers. If you don't know the answers are in fact in the prayer book, because I like the prayer book, and as Episcopalians, most of our answers are in the prayer book. So one of the things the church does is sacraments. And just as a sort of to almost give the answers away, all of the answers are definitely in the catechism, the outline of faith at the back of the prayer book. What is a sacrament? Outward signs, inward graces. Okay, because when you're in youth group anymore, they make you memorize this. I know the prayer book answer. It's an outward and visible sign of an inward and real grace. Or if you go to seminary, your liturgics professor will teach you that a sacrament is a sign that accomplishes what it signifies. Yeah, which is a really fancy way of saying that when we do communion, when we take bread and we say it's the body of Christ, and we share it, we are in fact accomplishing that sign that we're doing in sharing something that signifies a common meal and being one body in Christ. We are in fact doing that. We take water and we baptize someone and we say this is a washing away of sin and making someone a new creation in Christ. We are in fact doing that. They're an outward and visible sign of an inward and real grace. We do something, and it accomplishes something, and it's a sign that does what we say it does. So, it's a lot of big theology around, you know, something that's at the same time pretty basic. We take bread, we change it, we break it, we share it. We take water, we wash people, and they're changed. So now, we've covered some of the answer to this one. What are the sacraments? Bread and wine, communion.
Marriage.
Baptism, marriage.
Unction,
anointing. We've got holy orders, ordination.
So we really follow the Catholic.
Well, we'll get to that. We're going to go for all seven. We've got five of them. We're missing two. Well,
what if
confirmation.
And marriage, did you say?
We've got marriage.
Holy orders, we got extreme unction.
This is the one we never do, except we do it every week. Forgiveness, confession. There we go. It's, you know, so we do it every week, and we don't do it in Easter, so you're a little forgiven. Thank you. So you have on one end, you have the Catholic Church that sort of holds very tightly to all seven, and on the other end of the spectrum, you have churches that hold tightly to just two. And then you have us. And Anglicans are the both and people, right? Always. This is who we are. If there is a fence, we will be on both sides of it, refusing to separate. Correct? So we say there are seven sacraments, but there are two great sacraments. The two great sacraments are, of course, baptism and communion, which we got at the same time. And then there are the five other sacraments, which we say are sacraments, but they are not as important or significant as the two great sacraments. Every Christian needs baptism and Eucharist. Those are essential. However, not every Christian needs to be ordained. Your need to be married may not exist. Some people are not called to marriage. Your need for confession will vary. Your need for anointing will vary. Some of these things are not as essential, but we all need the two great sacraments. So we're the both and people, always and forever. So those are the sacraments. This is sort of the purpose of the church. So now, what is the purpose of the church? And for those of you who need to look that up, it's on page 855 in the prayer book. I like making people use the books.
I would guess that it's to spread the word of Jesus.
Very close. Jesus is in the answer. Every now and then we do actually use the word Jesus in the Episcopal Church.
Did you ask for permission?
Yes.
To restore all people to unity with God and to each other in Christ.
To restore all people to God, unity with God and each other in Christ. It's almost Jesus. It's sort of the same thing. So the church has something we do. And I'm going to say something that may sound a little odd. The church says we have two great sacraments and we have five other sacraments. God is not limited by what the church says. Thankfully, God can work through more things than the seven sacraments. And you know this. If you think back through your lives, there are times when you have experienced the love and redeeming power of God through things other than the seven sacraments. There are even times when you have experienced the love and redeeming power of God outside of the church. And it's not heresy. No lightning bolts. See? However, and this is when we're going to get back to that thing Jesus said this morning, which is a little hard to hold on to. The church has a role to play in all of this. Our goal as the church is to try for that unity thing, to try for being one. It's hard. Even in our church, where we can be the both and people, and we can go to communion and baptism, knowing that we get there with people who don't agree with us. We can stand on both sides of the fence, looking at each other and thinking, you're the both and I'm the and we're going to make this work most of the time. Sometimes it has been too hard. But at our best, we do that. And the church becomes one of those other sacraments, not one of the seven we name, but one of the other times when God acts in the world. It becomes what Jesus prayed for in this great prayer that we heard the end of this morning. It becomes what we say it is. It fulfills its mission in the world to reconcile us to God and one another. Sometimes. Not all of the time. The rest of the time it is, full of people. And we sort of have to hang in there with each other. Because that, too, is what we are called to do. And even signs that accomplish what they purport to be are incomplete. Amen.